This is the most honest and accurate price prediction that you'll ever see for the Bitcoin and crypto markets based on real stats and historical trends.
The only way to know exactly where we're headed is to look at these three things. Look at previous election years, look at previous liquidity cycles, and look at previous Bitcoin halvings. So in this episode, we will reveal, are we about to pump or are we about to dump?
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to look at all of the most important data points from the past Bitcoin halving cycles and make a very accurate and genuine prediction of where the Bitcoin price is going to be headed the rest of 2024 and 2025.
This is such an interesting episode because when you go back and look at the Bitcoin chart, it reveals something. It reveals something very interesting. And when you look at that data and you're like, holy smokes, did we just actually figure out exactly when Bitcoin is going to rip and when exactly is it going to sell off? We might have. And we're going to tell you exactly what we figured out in this episode.
Yeah, there's a saying, right? History doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And in the crypto market, especially now with the rise of social media, there is just so much noise out there. There's 10,000 new coins launched every day. There's rug pulls, there's scams. But when you zoom out, you look at what's happening in the macro economy. You look at the institutional players that are in Bitcoin. And then you look at the past four Bitcoin halving cycles, we did some digging on the charts just before this episode, and we figured out an interesting pattern, and it just seems so simple. I feel like you can really simplify markets if you zoom out and look at past trends, and I think all this noise is there to distract you, right? Like these whales that control the market makers, the big exchanges, they're playing in a completely different game, and they want everyone to be distracted by all kinds of crap that's happening in the market. But when you look at the past trends, it seems like there's something that we can figure out that will make us make it much easier to make a prediction for where Bitcoin's going to go, where the whole crypto market's going to go. And we're going to tell you that in this episode.
So look, we're talking about Bitcoin right now, but we have to talk about Bitcoin because when Bitcoin goes up, the altcoins go up. When Bitcoin goes down a little bit, altcoins bleed.
Yeah.
So we're analyzing Bitcoin because Bitcoin's been around the longest. We can't be doing this exact same episode with BitTensor or something like that because it only just launched a little while ago. So we're looking at previous data. We also have to look at, like you said, history and how it rhymes. We need to be looking at years where these three things have all happened at once. And that is where we at with the liquidity cycle, where we at with the election, and where we at with the Bitcoin halving. So if we go back and we look at all those years where this were in this exact same moment, we would start looking at October 2012, right? That'd be the first time where we can be like, okay, let's look at what happened.
Yep. Yeah. So October 2012, obviously Bitcoin was a lot younger then. It was a much more volatile asset, but things were, you know, downward, sideways chop. There was a few little pumps here and there, but come October 2012, the price went from $10 to $1,100. So a 100X in just over a year.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, okay, I'm not going to come on here on this show and say, look, Bitcoin's going to do 100X. But the most important thing to note from that is like, okay, the first halving cycle, the summer, it was choppy, it wasn't great, things didn't look good. And then all of a sudden come the fall, come October, there was an election, and boom, the price really broke out. And then when we started looking at the next few halving cycles, we saw a similar trend, didn't we?
Let's look at 2016. Again, the exact same moment we're in now. Bitcoin on October 25th went from $695 to just over a year later, $19,000, a 30x. Let's look at October 2020. On October 18th, it went from $11,000 to $63,000 over the course of a year, another 6x. So if we start to break down the math, we can say, look, every time we get these three things, the liquidity cycle, the halving, and the election, what has Bitcoin done? It's done 100x, it's done 30x, it's done a 6x. So these are almost divisible by three, if you will. It's also taken about a year for it to top out, right? So where does that put us for 2024?
Yeah, so at time of recording, you know, we're just heading into Q4 of 2024. We're just heading into a very pivotal and important USA election with one of the candidates being very outwardly pro-crypto. That's interesting. We're just coming into a turning point in the global liquidity cycle. And these are important factors to understand. The global liquidity cycle means that there's a lot of money on the sidelines. There's some stats that say that there's the most amount of money that's ever been on the sidelines right now. Multiple trillions of dollars ready to inject into areas of the market, whether it be the stock market or potentially crypto. And then, you know, not to, delve into these trends again, but you look at the institutional money that's playing into crypto. So there's a lot of things that are lining up to say, look, maybe October 2024 and beyond is going to look exactly like the previous three Octobers for the previous three Bitcoin halving cycles. And so let's say Bitcoin is hovering in between 60 and 70K right now, right? It's been shopping around since March or April. And that's a 4 to 5 to 6 month area. Now, on the grand scheme of investing, a 4 to 6 month cycle or 4 to 6 month time frame is nothing. It's a blip. But when you're balls deep in the market and you're checking things every day, it seems like a lot, right? You're getting chopped out. You're zooming in. It just seems like the market is just going to go to shit. But when you look at these trends like we just did, doesn't it just seem like the timing is perfect for now, starting now going into October at Q4 2024, that we could see another massive pump? And that would bring us, so let's say, you know, maybe another 2X, something like that. So it's from 60 to 70K. Bitcoin's going to go to what? 110, 120K over the next 12 months? That seems, at this point, more likely than not, in my opinion.
It seems very likely looking at the historical data. It seems as though the market would top out in December of 2025 with a, you know, a price of 120K to 140K from that 60 to 70K range, depending on where we're at in October. You know, and we use October because when you look at the chart, when you look at the Bitcoin chart, that's when it goes on parabolic runs. Yes, there, you might see, if you look at all the different years, yes, there might be a few like 50% gains and some 20% retraces, et cetera. I'm talking about the parabolic run.
The face melter.
It's a face melter. It happens in October and it looks like it runs for a year. You have to ask yourself, why did BlackRock start this ETF now? Why are the Bitcoin miners, why are they doubling down on their mining capacity now? Mm-hmm. Why are they not selling now? Look at all the catalysts. Yep. I think they see the writings on the wall. I think a lot of these quote-unquote pro traders out there are getting chopped to bits using too much leverage and all these things. I think anybody who is holding right now will be heavily rewarded over the next 12 months.
And just, I think some more proof is look at that, you know, that flash crash that happened last month or however long it was ago. Who was selling on that day?
Retail. They sold the stock market net $1 billion in selling.
It's crazy, right? And who's buying, especially in crypto? The institutions.
$14 billion in net buy.
That just shows you all you need to know about how the market acts and how the markets are at their heart, a tool to transfer money from the poor to the rich, from the impatient to the patient. Markets are a tool to do that at the end of the day. That's how these institutions make their billions. That's how Warren Buffett, all these guys make their billions. It's from being patient and buying on red days, not selling on red days. Selling on green days and not buying on green days, right? That's how it happens, and it happens time and time again. And I think what you're going to realize is that that flush, that mass panic and fear that we saw in the Bitcoin and crypto markets a month ago or whatever, that was one of the last shakeouts before this parabolic run. And it just makes complete sense because they're like, look, we're just going to dump the price to 52K or whatever it went to. All these idiots are going to sell the bottom. We're going to load our bags up even more. And then we're going to leave everyone in the dust, sideline, shorting the market. And again, look at the historical data. It just seemed we are primed. And all these things are lining up for this last part, the second phase, if you will, of this crypto and Bitcoin bull run. And I think you just don't want to overcomplicate things. Look at the data, look at the stats, look at the institutions, look at what the big players are doing. I think I'm fully on board with this prediction that we're going to see all-time highs for Bitcoin sometime from October to, say, November of next year. And I think it's going to be a good time in the market.
Absolutely. Hey, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you tune into the next one.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.